I have faith in Zach's ability to record things.
That faith may
Kevin,
be horribly, horribly misplaced.
Kevin, who loses lots of max strain?
No. Oh, right. Dice roller. We're fine.
I'll wait till we get started.
Great.
Okay.
You can roll the force dice, that's all the same.
Is it everybody?
Okay, sure.
But yes, of course, it's everybody loses some strain.
So it did trigger.
Yeah, it did trigger.
I've gained minor amounts of information.
Sliss loses 2 max strain.
Oh, what?
That's the first time your obligation is triggered.
Oh, fuck.
Wow, you seem upset by this, considering what's been happening to Zach.
Yeah, Zach has the same odds, but has hit it like 3 or 4 times.
Plus, I kept losing them from the disease. My favorite was the one where I would have been at, if it weren't for Devithweet's healing, I would have been at half my threshold or less. No, I think there was one I was actually down to a third. I think there was one I was down to like 4.
$5.
I was trying to high-five Amanda, but I missed.
Guys?
Six.
Guys,
$6.
We,
it goes to Zach. What are we betting on?
As it currently stands, we have 1 dark, 6 light,
Sam says
7 lights.
Sam says he'll be here in like 5 minutes.
Oh, then we'll be still starting, basically. As
okay.
Are we recording?
Yes. Yes, we are.
How's that recording going? Does it look good?
It looks good.
Oh, God, I didn't.
I've named all of the spaceships in our Kerbal Space Program dumb names. I can't. Let's have Sam name it because he wasn't here.
I actually did. I actually did find a name I like for a starship without even thinking about this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what was it?
Polo at Astra.
What?
Chicken to the stars.
That's what I thought. I was like, wait a minute, that's Poyo. It's one of those Poyos Hormanos.
We're not going to call our ship the Space Chicken.
No, it's Chicken to the Stars, man.
Can you guys hear me?
Hey,
yeah.
Sam.
Hello. Sorry about that.
Hey, Sam.
Windows Force updated to 8.1 when I wasn't looking, and then it was like, fuck.
Sam, did you mean to send me a gray box, or is that my phone not downloading the picture that you sent me?
Probably your phone not downloading. Yeah, no, I sent a picture, so it's just not downloading then.
Okay, because the text was Windows updating, and then I got a gray box with like a little orange triangle exclamation point, and I'm like, I wonder if that's what he meant to send me, or if that's
I just took a picture of it. It's a picture of my computer screen, and it's Lenovo, and then it has setting up a few more things, 3%.
Oh, I see. Zach, we're not calling our ship the Duck Sign.
Even though that's one of my proudest contributions to this podcast.
I'd like to call it Duck Time.
No!
Not calling it Duck Time.
Oh.
Ducks don't exist. You can't name it that.
Yeah, I was going to say, do ducks exist?
Neither do falcons.
Quack Beast Time.
No, we're not calling it the Quack Beast, you homestuck nerd.
Falcons aren't the thing either.
What about hawks? It always bugged the hell out of me that the Evan Hawk is in no way black. It is completely red and white.
It's supposed to simulate a black hawk.
You don't put a color name in the title and then not make it that color. Not even
how close. About Tempore Anatus?
What's it mean?
It means duck time.
Damn it.
Okay. Here's the discuss it in game and we'll come up with a full name
Wait,
later.
All of this wasn't in character already?
No. Sam, take a max strain and roll me a force die for Destiny.
Force die was 2 black.
Oh, okay.
I thought that's what you're suggesting we name the ship.
Yeah.
The 2 black fuck.
Little does Sam know, before he showed up, we were on the Wikipedia for a blaxploitation film.
God damn it. I hate all of you.
No, you don't.
Also, I tried to just close the Skype overlay in the screenshot.
I know, I'm sorry.
Every time.
Damn it.
Actually, mine landed directly over the one in the screenshot.
All right, I'll say.
What's really funny is like I have your currently up as the icon on mine, And also on that, so it's W.
Oh, sweet. It's got my icon on it.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have cropped it out if I had more time, but it just...
It's okay.
Oh, also, I will put a repair, like, as a incident, not install, but as a maneuver or whatever, a must-stop repair patch on, because goddamn.
Nice, sure. Pads, nice say, pads, Amanda.
Let's say you did that in the garage. You can't do it this time.
Yeah.
But...
Okay.
Ignore yeah, all reasonable tab. Shut up. To do,
yes.
Fridge door.
Fridge door. Whatever, you survived.
Alright, I am gonna go
just
climb.
Just give me a chance
bed.
To chill right. out.
You're just lucky the fridge was bolted.
Sam, get better, Sam.
Sam, yeah. feel better.
Well, soon, man.
I'm alright. I've had, like, 4 or 5 really long work days where I've been talking the entire time, and having a cold makes my voice already super not great. Yeah. So my voice is just hurting.
Yeah, sorry we haven't hit a lot on your stuff lately. Obviously, that's going to be upcoming.
It's fine. I mean, a Sith Lord kicked at our door. Like, it's cool. shit happens.
This is kind of... what the fuck's his name? The writer who said the thing about have two guys with guns kick in the door.
Oh, yeah.
Except with this, it's a dozen guys with guns at a Sith.
That was nuts.
Chambers.
You're taking too long doing jobs.
Raymond Chambers. Yeah. Raymond Chambers. There we go. Alright. I'm gonna go sleep.
Good night. Feel
good
better.
Night, Sam. Hey.
Good night.
Play
guys.
Cards with me tomorrow.
I will do that thing. Like.
Alright.
Alright.
All of you should play Infinity Wars if you like CCGs. Good night.
I was gonna ask you if that was any good.
Good night. It's fun.
Yeah, I might have to give it a try then. I saw it's
and play, the, so. The art is neat. And
it does it have how many obnoxious free to play mechanics does it have?
None really. I mean, it's you can there's less saving up. Like once you get enough to start doing the draft thing they have, which is a lot like Hearthstone's.
Yeah.
If you're not complete shit by the end of it, you'll have enough for another draft run.
Okay.
As long as you do a couple other things occasionally in between or whatever. But like if you get like 5 wins, you've paid for it, and then you can keep if you're really good. You can actually buy the draft deck that you made using the in-game currency.
Oh.
It costs a lot, but if you win like 30 times, it doesn't cut. Like, it gives you a discount for how many games you played.
Ah. So in theory, if you have a deck you just completely stomp as, then you're like, oh, hey, I'm just going to purchase that now.
Exactly, yeah. Fun story. I was playing through some draft games, you know, play next game, and I see this dude... who has, because you have titles and avatars, obviously, like you always do, who had a title and avatar I hadn't seen before. It was this dude in a crown holding cards looking like a smarmy asshole, and his title was The Undefeated. And then I recognized his name. Yeah. But then I recognized his name from the leaderboard for having 54 wins in a row. The most I get is like 3 or 4.
Yup.
And so I asked him if that was him, and he confirmed, and he's like, don't worry, though, I'm only 15-0 on this run so far.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
And I basically understood how the little dudes in Dynasty Warriors feel when Lubu shows up. And he stomped the shit out of me.
out of curiosity, mechanic question, how much advantage do you have to spend to disarm somebody? Is it a 3?
3 on an attack that hurts them, I believe.
Sounds about right. It's definitely 3, if not a triumph only.
Okay, I'm going to look at this in the town. Because I'm really confused. Thing.
I'll be right back.
All
right.
Sumjin.
Gunny, Gunny, you're too cute, and I love you.
What's the one that's so cute?
Gunny, stop being so fucking cute.
So
Gunny,
cute.
Knock it the fuck off.
I love
Gunny.
Him.
Gunny, stop it.
He's just laying with his belly up.
Aw.
And then little Carbine's at the foot of the bed, too. And her little pumpkin collar with a bell on it.
Oh my god, it's so cute.
It's so cute! Fuck!
How can my cat be this cute?
Fat ass cat.
So, okay. So there's a talent I can work towards fairly quickly called Sumjim. It basically, when the character makes a let's have a combat check, he may spend triumph or two advantage to disarm his opponent. The disarmed weapon lands anywhere within short range of the engaged character. Is that any good?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
When the character makes a lightsaber combat check, he may spend triumph or two advantage to disarm his opponent. The disarmed weapon lands anywhere within short range of the opponent.
I think it is, because that basically, normally when you disarm somebody, it basically drops at their feet. So they just have to spend a maneuver to pick it up. They effectively have to spend two maneuvers, because they have to get to it and then pick it up. So basically you can disarm somebody and send the weapon far enough away that they can't just immediately grab it. Or if they do, that's all they can do, probably. Or they have to spend strain to do it, probably. So they could do it all in one turn, but then they have to spend strain because they need two maneuvers and then an action to actually use it. And if it's a melee weapon, well, they're right fucked, because then they can't get back. So yes, it's a fairly substantial improvement over a normal disarm. Maybe not as good as the talent that just says you instantly destroy the weapon instead of when you make a disarm, but still pretty good.
Which one is that?
I don't remember which one it's under, but one of the trees gets one that says when you would basically, as long as you're wielding a lightsaber, when you would make a check to damage a weapon, actually, I think it is, you just outright destroy it instead. Which I think outright destroying it normally takes two triumphs, so it effectively lets you destroy it for one, since I think for one triumph you can damage a piece of equipment.
Oh man, actually that would be hell with Sum Jin.
Not really, because disarming and damaging a thing are two separate things, so you can't do both. You still choose between them.
Okay.
Yeah, they're two separate things you can deal. You can spend.
All right.
So let's see. I feel like toughened may be an appropriate thing to take after this.
I'm going to actually buy a point in a skill that is not a career skill. I'm actually going to take a point of pilot planetary. Because what the fuck, man?
Unfortunately, I think our gravity belt's value has gone down basically equivalent to the altitude that we've lowered. Not much use for gravity belt in the Undercity.
It's not a matter of it's not a matter of, like, there might be further use of these things. It is a matter of, what the fuck, man?
Did you get grits?
Or that no, shit happened.
You need toughens.
Or pilot planetary is what it
is. Yep. So, yay, my wound threshold is now at a max of 14. And I think I made a couple good shots, so I feel it's appropriate to, buy another rank of light ranged, which I believe will be 15.
Yes. Is that a career skill or not?
Non-career skill. So buying rank 2 of it is 15, right? Because it's 10, and then an extra 5 for not being my career skill.
Right. Actually, never mind. I'll save it. I'll save the 10 experience I have.
So I missed. Did we decide on a name for the session?
No, I don't think we did, actually.
Name it after the ship. Took us so long to get the name of that ship.
Yeah, sure. Let's go with the...
Fate's Promise?
Yeah.
That seems appropriate to name after just a Sith Lord also came and attacked us. Nate?
Yes?
You know Devithry and Roland are probably going to have to fight that Sith Lord eventually.
Oh, yeah. I expect it. I'll be disappointed if it doesn't happen.
You expect someone to get away without fighting that Sith Lord?
Not more than once. No, we're gonna have to fight him, and he's going to be terrifying. And if Kevin is especially cruel, he'll make us fight him without Sliss being around. Make it the two Jedi, or the two...
I can't always save you.
The two Jedi, in quotation marks.
I can only hope that, I can only hope that I will have a real lightsaber by then. I can only hope. That would be kind of baller.
Yeah, depends how well you do the rest of it.
It's true.
Alright.
Yeah, that was something that was kind of like a bit of a plot hole, at least for me, as far as the characters went, was like, you know, somebody murdered someone in your house, in the place you've been using. You know, someone terrible knows where you are and has been there.
But that's the thing, is we acquired it. The guy was murdered by the time we acquired it, so I assumed we had no reason to believe the murder was at all related to us.
Yeah.
We assumed.
Well, he wasn't at the time. He killed him for unrelated reasons, but.
Right, because it seemed to us like, oh, hey, this poor guy was murdered, but that's probably, it was because he was murdered that we probably got this apartment, so.
Yeah. Well, you got the apartment just because you found it on the guy in the mining facility.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. We probably should have been, you know, a little more suspicious.
Oh, well.
It's all right.
I just hope we can find a way to get more mun soon. Because I am broke as fuck now. I made sure to save some money for, like, food.
I got nothing.
Oh, there's a 30-credit fee for transferring all that money.
God damn it.
Devith, we hardly even has the clothes on her back. She's in her underwear. With a lightsaber and a grav belt. That is what she has.
We'll find you something.
It is a little bit...
washing a glass.
Also, Kevin, what's the encumbrance on a grav belt?
Functionally none.
Yeah, right?
Let's say it's one.
Okay.
Just because it doesn't, like, actually make itself weightless when you're just walking around.
Mm-hmm. You having dreams? Are you having little kitty dreams?
Dreams of murder?
Aw, man, I bet Gunny can't wait to see Kevin.
I don't think he likes me as much anymore.
You make him do stuff.
Yeah, you're turning him into a cat.
I'm not doing shit.
You pet him and let him sleep all day.
Well, yeah, because he's cute and I love him.
I know, but you have to nurture his urge to kill too.
They do. They bring me their mouse-shaped toys, which I'm worried means that they're going to get used to bringing me things. So if a mouse ever were to get in this house, it's going to end up in here soon.
Probably.
Do you know why cats actually do that?
Because they love me and they don't think I can feed myself, so they're bringing me food.
Partly, yeah. They think you, I mean, what I've read is that they think you're
incompetent, actually.
They're trying to teach you how to hunt.
Yeah, so they'll bring you dead things first and then half-dead things. Work you up to killing healthy things.
I found out that when, because Carbine will cry in the middle of the night, and I don't know why, I've caught her like crying and walking into my room. She's actually crying when she has toys in her mouth. So that either means she wants to play, or she's like complaining about someone not cleaning up all these toys.
Yep, so there you go. There's another stack of problems for you.
They just keep stacking up.
We are once more homeless. Now we know that the people who posted the bounty... And the thing is, here's the what. We know that the people that posted the bounty are these people. You know why? Because the bounty also specified that they needed Roland and Devithwe alive.
Yep.
That's true.
And, you know, it never occurred to me that Roland may be, in this universe, the first person to survive the Ratghoul Plague.
Yeah.
So, now that makes him of value to...
He's the only known survivor. He's also the only known Force-sensitive person who has received the plague.
Right.
Although those are not unrelated facts.
Yeah, it's just that that might actually be known yet. In fact, it doesn't seem to be known yet. So this, you know... So good. It's good to know that the Sith that I probably wanted for a Sith so he can do some kind of horrible experiments on me to figure out why I survived.
He just needs to do some science. That's all. It's for the good of everybody in the end. I am really curious why he wants Dabithwi alive.
Oh, because you were touched by the. You were touched by
Carnival. Now that you remember, yeah, I remember now.
So presumably that's a thing maybe higher level force people can sense, that this powerful dark side dude touched you, and the Sith are like, shit, maybe we can make her into some fine Sith. Or, I don't know, maybe they're just like, maybe if I rip your guts out, I get that power.
I mean, the Sith are far from monolith.
You have magic guts.
That's why they do the whole two thing. Because I think without a question, anytime there's been three Sith and Jedi, they turned on each other.
Yep.
And even the two usually turn on each other.
The old Republic MMO is pretty much the only setting where there's substantially more than two Sith.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, KOTOR 2 implies that three of them were okay for a while, but
and then
even that fell apart.
Yep. To be fair, Kreia is probably the one person that you can totally be justified in the if I don't betray her, she'll betray me first.
Yeah.
Scheme of things.
I mean, yeah, most of us don't take it in our name. That's like the stupidest naming convention, but
The Sith naming convention, Darth Kreia.
Yeah. Just take a syllable off a bad word and
That's why I was greatly amused that they particularly preserved in the books, they preserved the scheme of taking in off a word by making Darth Cadus.
Yeah, I suppose they ran out. Although, actually, come to think of it, in KOTOR, she's the only one like that in KOTOR 1 and 2.
Yep,
the other four Sith Lords, none of them are like that.
Revan, Malak, Sion, and
Nihilus.
I mean, okay, Nihilus basically is nihilistic. Or not, stemming from that, but it's not as directly like we just dropped a syllable off and there's that.
He's no Atrocitus.
In fact, Nihilus might even be a Latin root that is its own.
Could be. And then I'm not sure what, if anything, Sion refers to.
I don't know either. I'm trying to think of what. Yeah.
Or Sion. Is it Sion? I think it's Sion. Isn't that how they pronounce it? Darth Sion or is it Darth Sion?
It's been a while. I can't remember. I think I always pronounce it Sion, but that could be wrong as far as I know. And it's not spelled like Sion normally is.
No, yeah, it's just S-I-O-N.
Sion, the Lord of Pain. I don't know. I'm trying to think, because I mean, there's plenty of words that end with that syllable, but
right.
None that pop out.
The only thing I can think of is it's a play on Sion as in, like, S-C.
Yeah.
O-I-N, and that he's kind of your rival for being the other student of Kreia. Yep. I miss the KOTOR games.
Me too.
Especially, I regret that now that Disney holds the license, we'll probably never get anything like KOTOR 2 in the Star Wars universe again.
Maybe. There's
an off chance, but
there's talk of KOTOR 3 that comes up periodically, but
I don't,
the will to make it is still there among the developers.
Right, but I think the publishers would rather ride the MMO train than...
They might, but on the other hand, I mean, game telling has come a long way since KOTOR came out.
That's true.
Just in terms of quality and what's expected, so it's possible. Because, I mean, they already have... The Old Republic is still at least somewhat successful.
Clearly,
so it's not like they have to get rid of that to...
Clearly they just need to combine the best parts about Star Wars and KOTOR with the best things from, like, Fallout and Skyrim and that kind of game.
Yeah.
Into an open world be a Star Wars character game.
Yeah. Because, I mean, Old Republic is a lot of fun, and it's
a lot of fun.
It's got some cool systems.
And I like parts of the story. Some stories are better than others, but it's usually fairly engaging, even if some of the stories are a little more by the book than others.
Yeah, and with it being free right now, it's also a bonus.
Yep.
Well, free forever, but free to play, but I don't really hate that system much. You know, I don't mind eventually buying some stuff for fun.
Yeah.
After I've played it for a while, dropping, you know, $10 or $20 or even $50, depending on how much I've played, it doesn't seem, you know, I know in, just in terms of what you get for the money, it's not a great deal, but.
Well, the way I look at it, especially with something like Star Wars, is it used to be just full subscription. You had no choice. And yeah. If you still want to do that, you still get as much content as you want. But since I tend to really drop in and out of being interested in MMOs especially, you know, it lets me drop the occasional... Occasionally I can drop some money on a subscription to the game if I want, or...
Yeah.
And otherwise I can either ignore it or, like, right now I play it off and on enough that I'm in preferred status, so...
Yeah.
I played enough that that's not terrible. I've bought some of the permissions that I like.
Yeah.
More, so.
There has been a theory coming out of the studios, like kind of a theory from people working on the new Star Wars films.
Oh.
So you know how they're going to be doing a trilogy, but also standalone films.
Yeah, because they'll be doing a trilogy, and then it's like there'll be a standalone film or two in between. Basically, they want to release a Star Wars film every year from now, from starting when the first one comes out.
But, from now till forever.
But, you know, the actual main ones are only going to be every, like, 2 or 3 years. And then and then each in-between year will be, like, a standalone film starring other characters in the universe, I guess.
So one of the theories that have actually come out of these studios... is that, or one of the things mentioned that's come out is the possibility of one of the standalone films actually being in the Old Republic.
That could be decent. Look, it is definitely the richer setting.
Look, I'm not gonna lie. If they can pull off a film, any film that has that can somehow fit Revan into it and make it rad, I'll be fairly happy.
Yeah. Revan's cool, but really all I want is an HK 47 movie.
Yeah. Oh, well, they'd have to, somehow.
he'd have to at least make a cameo, but really he'd be better just as a star. Like, it really doesn't matter who's with him. It could be after, before the games, whatever. Well, I guess maybe not before, because he was made by Revan, as I recall, but anytime after. Canonically, he apparently even survived to the modern day in the Rebellion and beyond.
What? Really?
Yeah, it's kind of dumb. He gets made into someone's jetpack in the Rebellion era.
Huh.
So yeah, he is, as far as I know, the only character confirmed to survive that long, but he is alive at present and has never died.
He's just presumably not in condition to do much.
Well, he's trapped in a jetpack that looks like his face.
What?
Yeah. It's not bad for somebody who's like 1500 years old, but
it's probably just only increasing his hatred of non-robots.
Yeah. One day he will lead the robot rebellion. One day.
I think there's a quest in the Old Republic that where he does try to lead a robot rebellion and you have to stop him.
Excellent. All right, guys. I think I'm a bounce.
You're gonna bounce? Where are you gonna bounce to?
Oh, just internet for a little bit. Maybe get some sleep soon.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty tired, so I'm probably gonna go to bed soon. Not do my usual till 4 in the morning bullshit.
Don't do that. Stop doing that.
Well, when I'm not scheduled till afternoon, generally, it sort of works out with my schedule.
Let's see. Hold on. Today is Monday, October 20th. Let me see something here. That means in 9 days, we get to see Zach.
That's true.
We'll get to see his face.
Yup.
Nice.
Kevin, when do you think you're going to be?
Oh, yeah, probably around then, if that's okay.
When you
stop
by.
Yeah.
Now, trick-or-treating is on the 30th in Wheeling this year, so anyone who wants to join us for trick-or-treating, we actually go to my aunt's place, because she lives in an area by a school, so about 200 kids come by, and it's way fun.
And everyone judges the hell out of you.
Yeah, actually, because they live in like
when
a snooty.
Go
they go to like a snooty neighborhood, and like you know,
all you don't have full size candy bars.
Some people do, but that means they're also like really, also really strict about it. It's like when trick or treating is over, you bring the candy in and you turn the light out on the porch.
Yeah, they're very specific.
Meanwhile, I lived in a neighborhood where, you know, every year there's at least one person who thought it was a good idea to just leave a bowl on the porch and be like, please take just one, and
yeah,
you never see anything left in those.
I'm sure everyone had a house like that.
So whatever lucky kid that was the first one to get there and was unsupervised got basically all of it.
Yeah. I only take one of those things because I'm not an asshole. And I wasn't back then.
Are you sure?
Asshole.
Are you sure you weren't an asshole?
How'd that work out for you, Josh?
I got plenty of candy regardless, so...
I mean, no, I did too. I never saw one of those that had anything left in it at all.
Yeah, I'm surprised I never actually got through any of my Halloween candy in a year.
I used to. The last few times I went when I was a kid, I didn't. And that was the point where it destroys. I was like, man, I don't even really like most of this candy anymore.
Here's the thing, though, about passing out candy at my aunt's place. She likes to make, like, a big event of it. She usually makes chili and hot chocolate and things like that, and that's good. Thing number two, whatever candy's left over, I get to keep.
Right, but you're talking about going and passing out candy, not going door to door and getting...
No, yeah, no, I know, but that's the thing, though. Whatever candy I don't give to children is mine.
No,
one for you, one for me.
No, that's...
One for you, one for me.
That's the best part of here, too. It's whatever candy. In fact, we pretty much always buy an extra bag or two of stuff that we basically know isn't going to get eaten, going to get passed out. Unless for some reason it's like, you know, 70 degrees and perfect weather outside at late October in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the HK pacifist package.
Oh,
it gives him a short-lived appreciation for peace and pacifism and led him to a deeper understanding of his prey. The upgrade had to be removed. When the program was removed, it taught him new ways to hurt people.
By the way,
assassin droids.
Nate and I saw The Book of Life today, and it was really good.
It was super, super good.
It was super good.
Cool.
Skeletons, man.
Was a really good movie about skeletons.
And you're like, it's gonna be a kids movie, it's probably not gonna be great, like, whatever, I'll go in because I like skeletons, the aesthetic will get me, but I don't expect to, like, fall in love. I fell in love with that movie!
yeah, basically. Those of you who enjoy warm fuzzies, it's a good movie to watch.
Yeah.
For those about to rock...
We salute you.
So that being said, I think I am speaking to none of you.
Yeah, what the hell is a warm and fuzzy?
Honestly, a lot of movies that have been more marketed towards children, like, just are the more interesting films nowadays.
They're a lot better than they used to be, and a lot stand on their own pretty well.
Yeah, fucking How to Train Your Dragon 2 ripped my goddamn heart out.
That's one.
And then spat on it.
Periodically, actually, like, see reviews about movies because I don't actually watch movies, but I like reviews of things.
Yeah, that's fine.
But yes, I remember that one actually got pretty. The critic whose videos I watched actually said mostly very good things about this. That it was a surprisingly good movie because, you know, the first one, I guess, was why it was considered. You know, it was a decent movie, but it didn't do anything super special, and then. Supposedly this one was just like, wow, we didn't think that there were still filmmakers of any kind that knew how to be like, so we had all this, we had this premise that we set up, let's see what we can really do with the setting, rather than just basically make the same movie again.
Oh yeah, no, it's really good, and it's a really fun-filled family romp through good feelings all the way through.
Oh yeah, this doesn't inspire manly tears. Doesn't inspire manly tears at all.
Nope.
Fucking Vikings, man.
Fucking Vikings, man.
I also can't go back and watch the first movie without feeling sad. I can't do that.
Yeah. So I don't watch any movies, so when I'm over, it's up to you guys if you decide there's any movies that I desperately need to see, because I probably haven't seen it, because I've been to, like, 3 movies in as many years.
Sure, there'll be something. We'll figure something out.
You guys are my outlets for culture that isn't nerd culture.
You were reaching out to the wrong people.
That's so sad.
It really is.
I mean, it is the scary season. We could finally sit Sam down and have him watch The Ring.
Could do that. He probably won't be happy about it, but we could do that.
He will not.
In fact, there is a chance that he won't do that.
He has promised that he would sit down and watch The Ring if he were surrounded by people who would not sleep, like, who would stay up at night with him as he was too afraid to go to sleep.
I'll be up that late anyway, so whatever.
Have you ever seen The Ring, Zach?
No.
Okay.
Ringu or The Ring?
The Ring.
Meh.
I know of it. I know the premise.
I like The Ring.
I've seen both, but yeah.
Well, you saw Ringu under extraneous circumstances.
That were amazing.
What happened?
I watched Ringu while it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, rather, because it wasn't getting close to dawn while I was watching it, and while feverish.
Oh
God.
Wasn't it also storming?
Yes.
Sounds like the best time to watch a horror movie.
Oh, definitely.
Especially when it's freaky as Ringu.
Night, Kevin.
So good.
Good night.
Kevin. Probably stop recording.
Good night, Kevin.
Are you still recording?
Yeah.
I'll